the Burney Print Prize is on again for 2021. In fact, the exhibition opens next week. It's a pretty valuable art award. It's valued at $15,000. Tell us a bit more about it. The Burney City Council's marketing and events manager is Russell Steers, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon, Martin.
The exhibition opens next Friday, I think, which is the 26th of March, but the interest from around Australia and, in fact, overseas as well has been incredible this year.
Yeah, it has. So we've had about 80 artists from all states and the ACT, as well as New Zealand this year. So pretty good effort, I think. It's the eighth iteration of this particular event, which was started back in 2007.
Yeah, I think you've had more than 80. There's actually 80 in the exhibition, so that's amazing. And we know how hard the performing arts and the visual arts were hit with the pandemic. A lot of artists have lost the opportunity to earn a living, and I'm guessing that the $15,000 prize based on that is probably going to be worth twice as much to an artist as it would have been a couple of years ago.
Yeah, most likely, isn't it? It's a very good prize. It's the second richest prize. Print prize competition in Australia, actually.
Right.
Behind Western Australia's, which is about $16,000 prize money. So we're not far behind.
No, well, we need to bump it up a couple of grand so that we can claim to have the richest one. We should point out that it's actually sponsored by the Friends of the Burney Regional Gallery, so that's great as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a partnership between the Burney City Council and the Friends of the Gallery. It's a 50-50 split. It's a very good prize to have, and one that we're very proud of.
And the winner is acquired by the council, so it becomes part of the Burney Art Collection.
Yeah, part of our ongoing collection, which is a growing collection, as you say, and quite often, you know, we'll get pieces out from the collection to display in the gallery. So they're not collected and put away and never to be seen again. We do like to get them out and make them available to the general public.
Well, I'm guessing that because you've got entries from such a wide area, that there's probably a very wide list of topics covered by the works.
Yeah, so lots of different topics and different print styles as well, Martin. You know, I'm not an artist by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, words like lithograph and collagraph, lino cuts, and wood blocks. We probably all know about wood block printing. We've probably done that at school. Etching and screen print and digital media as well in those print styles. They're all catered for in this particular competition.
Okay, and I know we mentioned that even though there's 80, it's been narrowed down to 80, but there's quite a large number, more than quite a number of years, the biggest number been for quite a few years, and the suggestions are that is because of the pandemic. People had time to sit at home and actually do some artwork.
Yeah, that's right. So call for entries went out last year, so right in the middle of the pandemic as we know it, and you know, basically I think artists were stuck at home and nothing to do, so they had some really good quality time to put toward thinking about what their submission was going to be right in the middle of those lockdowns.
Well, at least one of them will be rewarded for that. When do they announce the winner, given that the exhibition opens on next Friday?
So the exhibition opens officially on Friday night with a function. The winner will be announced that night by the mayor, and the exhibition then will be open to the general public from Saturday. So the gallery is opened on Saturday, so people can come along and check out what all the fuss is about.
See whether they agree with the judges or not.
Yeah. I guess there's always a contentious issue. But,
well, that's something that comes. Yeah, you half expect that with art, though, don't you? There's always people see art in different ways to other people.
They do, yes, certainly.
Yep, so the exhibition will run through until May, so it'll be there for quite a while, so plenty of opportunity for people to come along and have a look at it. And should point out that admission to the gallery is free.
It is free, yes. All we'd ask is that when visitors come to the gallery, they do register for COVID compliance.
Yep, and I don't know if you're listening earlier on, but the Health Minister has announced today that the TAS app, the TAS Safe app, is the only one that will be used, only way of contact tracing now, so we'll all have to do that very soon, in fact, so yeah. So it's open from 10 a.m. to 4:30 Monday to Friday, Saturdays from 11 till 4, closed on Sundays and public holidays, so plenty of opportunity for people to see it.
There are, so we would encourage everyone to get along and have a look.
Yep, sounds like you've got a great exhibition there, Russell. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Russell Steers, who's the Events and Marketing Manager, or Marketing Events Manager, for the Burnie City Council. And that event, of course, is at the Burnie Regional Art Gallery. It's the Burnie Print Prize for 2021. Some lucky artist is going to be $15,000 richer next Friday night.